Former Australian cricketer and author Ashley Mallett has written a new book. It's called The Last Invincible, about one of Australia's greatest ever batsmen, Neil Harvey. And Ashley joins us to have a chat about it. Ashley, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Ashley, was Neil Harvey the next Bradman, even while Donald Bradman was still playing with him?
Well, to my mind and to the mind of a lot of others, especially the ones that played with and against him, he was the best Australian batsman since Bradman, and he wasn't the new Bradman. There's only one Bradman.
Yeah,
but he had fantastic footwork and played the spinners beautifully. Played against some of the best spinners the world's ever seen, including Locke and Laker from England, of course. Hugh Tayfield, the off spinner from South Africa. Sumesh Gupti, the leg spinner from India. Ramadan and others from Gibbs from the West Indies. So he learned to get down the track to the spinners and give them old Harry.
So the difference really was the footwork for batsmen?
Well, I guess so. I mean, today, you know, especially with the advent of T20, the batsmen tend to sort of stand and deliver and just sort of either block a ball or slog it. There's
yeah.
no sort of working singles and twos and threes and so forth, whereas the time-honoured way to play the spinners was to work the ball for work them around, and then you'd get more bad balls to hit for four or six. Today, even in Test cricket, a spinner just has a group of men around the bat, and the rest of the men are on the boundary, way out on the boundary, and there's so many gaps. I mean, Doug Waters, if he played the spinners today, he'd get 12 and over, and he wouldn't hit a boundary.
Just reading on the history of Neil Harvey, if there's an opposite to a flat-track bully, it seems to be him. He's a guy who seemed to really excel in the toughest batting conditions. Would you say that's about accurate?
Yes, he did. I mean, there was in the game in 49-50 in Durban when Australia bundled out for 75 in the first dig, and South Africa batted again. Left Australia to get 331 on a wicket. It was still a bit dodgy. Against a good attack, Tayfield got 723 in the first dig. Harvey got 151 not out, and Australia won the game. I mean, it was an unbelievable turnaround, really. And he said his elder brother, Mervyn, would say, well, how long he batted so long and got so few runs? because normally Harvey would get his runs to the very brisk rate.
So that's got to be a lot of attitude as well. I mean, you know, talent is a lot, but you've got to have that want to be able to stay in there to fight for your team. Is that the kind of guy that Neil Harvey is?
Well, he's super confident. I mean, he's the most self-effacing character I've ever met, celebrated cricketer that I've ever met. But he was super confident. He'd go out, whether it was 3 for 35 or 3 for 500, he'd go out and tell the bloke up there and righto, mate, let's get stuck into these blokes. They can't bowl at all. And that was the way he took him on. And look, the first game of cricket I ever saw was Neil Harvey on the last day of the Ashes Test, Sydney, 22nd of December 1954. Australia were, you know, my grandfather took me to the ground. He probably thought, well, his grandson, for him, his first game of cricket, he's seen to see Australia win the game. Because when they had to get it, it was less than 200 in the last day. Mm. I think it was two down. But the next, Harvey got 92 not out. The next highest score was Les Favre, who got 16 the day before. Tyson bowled us out. I mean, he bowled a million mile an hour from, I think, the Paddington end. But anyway, the wind was at his back, and he was bowling blistering pace. I mean, for a kid of nine, you know, he was pretty quick. And Godfrey Evans was probably 40 metres back, taking him above his head. You know? Harvey was hooking, and no helmets in those days, hooking and cutting. Magnificent innings, you know, he just couldn't see better.
It's the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. I'm catching up with former Australian Test cricketer and author Ashley Mallett, talking about his new book about the great batsman Neil Harvey, called The Last Invincible. Ashley, do you think Neil Harvey has become I don't know, the godfather of current swashbuckling cricket. You know, he's the man that, because of his the way he batted, is something that modern cricketers should be looking back on as far as inspiration, or do they not look far enough back?
Well, I think, no. I mean, the problem is, Andrew, a lot of these the players, there's not much footage of them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a bit difficult for the modern player to see exactly what he was like, but he had tremendous footwork. I mean, the fellow named Joe Plant at Fitzroy said, now, come on, young Neil. This is when Neil was pretty young, and he said, and he, this fellow Plant was his coach, and he said, look, you've got to get down the track to the spinners. And he marked a spot on the side of the track, about 8 yards down the track, and he said, no, I want you to get to there and hit the ball. And he said, well, where's the ball? He said, you don't get a ball yet. He said, I want to see how quickly you can get down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he learnt to take on the spinners. And as soon as the ball was in the air, Neil was down the track. And a bit like a Jack Russell, I suppose.
Yeah.
And he also had time against the faster bowlers. And that's the hallmark of a really good batsman against pace, is having time. And he had a lot of time, well, seemingly had a lot of time against the quicker bowlers. And he watched the ball. I mean, he had to watch the ball because he didn't have a helmet.
Yeah.
And you can hit on the head and you have history.
Absolutely.
So, and you have a look today, they get plunked on the helmet every couple of overs. You know, someone gets hit in the head. That can't be all that good either.
Not at all.
Hit on the helmet.
Not at all.
So 40 times during his career.
So he had good footwork getting down the track, but also good timing because, you know, the fastball in Australia means that you've got to be a good back foot player, does it?
Absolutely. And,
yeah.
And he was a back foot player predominantly against the pace bowlers. I mean, Bradman was as well. But all the good players tend to, you know, back and across against the fast bowlers. So they're back and across, and if it's up, they can move, you know, transfer their weight. But I think it's the working of the spinners which made him stand out amongst the... made him stand out when you're comparing his era to the era we've got now. I mean, I believe he ranks alongside Ponting and Greg Chappell as sort of middle-order threesome in the best Australian side since the Bradman era.
Do you mind if I ask an indelicate question? Did your career at all converge with Neil Harvey, or did you just miss each other?
I'm not quite that old, Andrew.
Sorry.
<old. laughs> But, he finished in 63, and I didn't start with South Australia until 67, so it wasn't that far away.
Not that far off.
No, and I saw him, as I said, my first game in 54. And then saw a lot of him, you know, when he came to, because we moved from Sydney to Perth. I saw him when he came to Perth, and then I didn't travel interstate until I moved from Perth to Adelaide to get a game.
So,
they had a left-arm spinner called Tony Locke, and I couldn't get past him, so I went to Adelaide.
So you're considered to be one of Australia's great spin bowlers. How would you have attacked Neil Harvey if you had to bowl to him?
I would have loved to bowl to him, but I think I might have copped a bit. The thing is, he was down the track after you, so what you have to do is to change your pace.
Yep.
But at least I did bowl better against the better players, so I'm trying to... If I've got an argument, that's one of them, the arguments I'd put up and say, well, okay, I'd love the challenge. You might take me on and... beat me, but I'd love the challenge.
Well, I know we've been looking forward to having a read of the book. It is Neil Harvey, The Last Invincible. Ashley Mallett, thank you very much for writing it, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM to have a chat about it today.
Thanks very much, Andrew.